And now, StoryCorps of Vermont. Conversations recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth at the Echo Center in Burlington last month. Marisha Morgan and her mother, Christine Morgan, remember the traumatic night that Christine's husband died.
I kind of want to talk about some of those earliest memories that you had with your dad.
I don't remember nearly as much as I wish I did, but I do remember a lot from, you know, the days that we would spend together when you were at work and it was just he and I. I remember going to Burger King with like the little play area.
Can you talk to me about the night that he died?
I remember I was really sick and he had gone out to get me cold medicine. I fell asleep in your bed and I woke up and you were saying his name, trying to wake him up, and he wouldn't get up.
His back was to me, and I grabbed him by the shoulder, and he sort of fell over, and I was looking at a dead person's face. And I will tell you, they don't look the same. They don't look like they're asleep. His eyes were open, and he was dead. And then, you know, it became apparent to me that you and your brother had awoken to this scene.
And so Gabe went to try to call on that awful party line where it was impossible to dial out someone. And so I put my boots on, and I ran next door to Grandma and Grandpa's house, and I got to the top of their driveway, but it didn't look like anybody was up. So I turned around, and I went back to the other neighbors, and I banged on their door until they came out. I told them that he had gone to sleep, and he wouldn't wake up.
It took me a long time later on to realize, and a lot of very good people to help me understand that there really wasn't anything we could have done, that your father died of a massive heart attack. CPR would not have helped. But for years, I went over it in my mind about how I could have done it better. I was amazed that you, at the age of 6 and a half, could pull yourself together and put on your boots and your coat and go in the pitch dark and wake somebody up. What do you think he would think about you today?
I think he would be proud of where I am now. Maybe not so much a few years ago, but I think now he would be.
I think so, too. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the struggles of the last 8 years. Are you okay talking about that?
Yeah.
The worst memory that I have? The phone call that I got by the police telling me that you were involved in a huge drug takedown and you were missing and did I know where you were? And honestly, I think I knew that there were risk factors when they've lost a parent, but I really believed that somehow we were going to be exceptions.
You know, I always did too.
There were big stakes in you being in rehab.
Right. My choices were stay in there or walk out those doors and go straight to jail.
Right. It's 8 years later, and Vermont still has a terrible opiate problem. And you would think that 8 years later be all gone, but it's not. So I think sometimes that what you can represent is somebody who did go through some really tough stuff and who made it. They used to say relapsing is part of the disease. She's going to use again. It drove me nuts. I would say no. And some of that, Marisha, was because I figured any little girl that could go through the snow to take care of something when she's 6 and a half has enough backbone to get over anything. But I never stopped being proud of you.
No, and you never ever once made me feel bad or less for what I'd done, ever. You were always so supportive. I am very grateful for that.
That was Christine Morgan of Bomasine and her daughter Marisha of Sudbury, Vermont. Their conversation was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by VPR.